Good evening. This is the 5 p.m. update on Hurricane Dorian. Dorian's closing in on the southeastern coast of the United States. The threat is increasing for hurricane conditions and for a potentially deadly storm surge. Currently, the center is located about 150 miles to the south of Charleston, South Carolina, and about 250 plus miles to the south-southwest of Wilmington, North Carolina. The hurricane has been moving slowly towards the north-northwest today, about 8 miles per hour, towards the coastline. Overnight tonight, though, the track is going to curve, become northward, and then tomorrow be north-northeastward, and eventually northeastward tomorrow night. That will take the center on a course that's increasingly close to and potentially over the coast of South Carolina, and especially North Carolina. Pardon me, the South Carolina threat is greatest during the day, tomorrow and tomorrow night, and then tomorrow night and into Friday for North Carolina. The concerns that we have are several, including storm surge along the coast. There's a storm surge warning up still for northeastern Florida, but now all the way up into the southeastern part of Virginia. In particular, the highest surge that could occur is on the order of 4 to 7 feet in coastal South Carolina and North Carolina, with a portion of that area having 5 to 8 feet of inundation possible. We're also concerned about potential risk of flooding from rainfall. So we have two different flood threats, both the storm surge at the coast and rainfall. And where those two combine, especially in the river areas, we have an even greater threat. So 10 to 15 inches of rain is possible right along the center, which is going to be very close to the coast, as we said, in the next 24 hours or so. So there are hurricane warnings and storm surge warnings in effect, as mentioned, all the way up the coastline now. That means preparations for life safety should be rushed to completion. Please pay close attention to all advice from emergency management officials. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.